Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this morning by State Senator Tom Hawk, who joins us in studio ahead of the legislative session. Good to have you in, Mr. Hawk.
Hey, it is good to be here, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure. And legislative session, about a week away? Is that where we're at now?
Oh, it can't be. Yes, it is.
Well, it's certainly an exciting time for you guys. It's going to be a very busy time here in just a few short weeks. But before we get into that, I understand last month you had a chance to take a trip to Germany.
I did get a chance to take a trip to Germany. I was invited to look at what the Germans are doing in terms of their energy policy. They're making a very strong move to renewables, and the German consul in Chicago works with the Midwest Council for State Governments, and I've been involved both with that and the National Council of State Legislators. And so Senator Hardy from Salina, good bipartisan group, he's a great Republican friend of mine. We were invited to go with two legislators from Illinois, two from Indiana, and one from Minnesota. And we got to see several things, which I'll tell you about if you're interested.
Yeah.
And meet with some of the government officials about their policies. But the most significant thing is Germany has decided in 2 years to close down their nuclear power plants. And by 2038, they're going to close down their coal plants and move to renewables. They have a lot of wind moving in solar, hydrogen. And back when I worked for the school district, I tried to find out what the best practices were around the country and bring those to Manhattan so that we could not make the same mistakes that maybe other districts made and innovative programs. And I feel the same way in the legislature. So I wanted to find out what they thought they did wrong and what was working for them, and get an idea of what things we might do here in Kansas and hopefully in the United States.
Well, anytime you talk about that, it's hard maybe to see that happening in the United States. We're so dependent on coal, but do you see maybe a pathway there?
Well, I think we actually started moving on this over the last decade when Governor Parkinson was here, if you'll remember, and Governor Sebelius. We had a big controversy about whether to build a new coal plant out at Holcomb. And there was a lot of controversy about that, whether we should do it. It was a much cleaner coal plant than the ones we have in the eastern part of the state. I come from western Kansas and Colby, and I probably lean towards doing what's fair, and particularly making sure that electricity costs are fairly consistent throughout the state. So that was quite a controversy. The solution to that was to give Governor Parkinson something he'd wanted, which was to say that by 2020, we'd get 20% of our electricity from renewables. And that was called the Renewable Portfolio Standard, an RPS. And actually, we did that, and we're now up to 36.2% of all the electricity produced in Kansas comes from wind, and we're a net energy exporter in the state. And so I think we've made a lot of progress in that area. We have one nuclear plant. I've visited that plant 3 times, and I think that gives us fairly inexpensive compared to coal. And we've been building more gas-fired power plants, which also Germany uses. So I think we're moving in that direction. The problem is that we're not really moving with what I think is a comprehensive plan, either in the United States or in Kansas. And Germany certainly has set clearer goals, and I think that's making it easier for them to get some of the economic advantages from doing that. I'm not sure we're ready to go quite as far as that. I do not want to close down our nuclear plant. Right, we don't know what to do with the nuclear waste other than we keep it on site right now, just as one example. And I think we're still dependent on coal, though I think that dependency is being reduced as we do more renewables.
And looking ahead here, maybe the next 20 years, Kansas obviously has a lot of wind. Maybe wind would be a good alternative, you think?
Yes, and I think there's some technology things that are out there for your listeners who may be into this. The battery storage issue is a big issue. And we saw an interesting thing. We went to the BMW electric vehicle plant. They have two major BMW as they produce there, and they power that plant with huge wind turbines that does 80%. But they have a battery storage farm there, and it was a building that is kind of like you'll see file servers that some people have that are on racks. Well, they have the old batteries that aren't quite good enough to run the cars that they recycle, and they use that to keep their power up at a level that they can continue to run the plant if the wind dies down at certain times. So I think it was interesting to see how they were making that. And then we also went to a hybrid hydrogen plant where they're using wind to convert water into hydrogen, and then they're feeding that back into the natural gas pipeline grid to do that. So I think there are some good ideas there. I think storage is still one of the major obstacles, and Elon Musk, the Tesla guy and the SpaceX guy, has some great ideas on battery storage. There's some new technology coming out. And so I think it'll be interesting over the next 20 years. And I do think we're going to move certainly way beyond that 36% that we now have for renewables. And Kansas right now is leading the nation in terms of what we are doing in terms of new wind. And I think we're either first, second, or third, depending on who does the standard in terms of ability to produce it. So my wife says every time we go out to Colby, and they just did a new wind farm out there, I think it was a several hundred million dollar project. And she says, it's always blowing. Does it ever quit blowing? I said, not in the 70-some years I've been around out here has it stopped blowing.
Well, interesting. Again, State Senator Tom Hawk joining us here on In Focus. Again, he took a trip to Germany last month, and now you're getting ready for the legislative session. We saw revenues coming in. The recent report, I think now we're 11 straight months we've exceeded projections here in the state. Some would say that maybe gives lawmakers some flexibility when it comes to funding some of the critical needs. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're right on target there, Brandon. I'm on the Legislative Budget Committee. In fact, I've taken Governor Kelly's positions in the Ways and Means Appropriations things and several of the committees that she's had. And on the Legislative Budget Committee, that we meet when the legislature's not in session. The first profile I got earlier this year showed that in 2022-2023, we were going to be $300 million to almost $500 million the hole. Well, our revenue projections have shown that the economy has been growing. I'll give the governor some credit, and I want to give credit to the people of Kansas who've been working hard. So our revenues were up, and it looks like that deficit will not hit us that hard. And the latest projection of revenues that I got this week showed that even beyond those consensus revenue projections were up. So it's both it's always good news and bad news, because I think what often happens in the legislative things as things look better is we want to give that back, and I certainly support that. There are some proposals in terms of sales tax on food, decoupling our income tax, something personally I'd like to see, but there's always a downside to that. We have talked ever since I've been in the legislature over the last 15, 16 years that we need a rainy day fund, and we know that the economy is going to go up and down. Kansas economy is a little bit trickier, I think, because we're still heavily dependent on farm economy. We just had Boeing stop production of some major airplanes that are produced in Wichita, and I know Senator Moran's concerned about that and has been lobbying the president for some help to stop that. So we have a lot of things that make us go up and down, and I would certainly like to make sure that we're very prudent and careful that just because revenues are up, that we don't get ourselves in a position where we get the downturn that we had under Governor Brownback and his misguided notion of experimenting that really hurt our state economy and hurt state government. And I'm pretty conservative about both my local economies in the state as well as state government, and want to make sure that we keep our revenue up and that we pay our bills.
Again, we're speaking with State Senator Tom Hawk here on In Focus. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation here on KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. You're listening to KMAN.